Larry Lynch has been the head guy at the Entrepreneurial Excellence Program, or EEP, since its very beginning.
EEP now has been in place for 6 years. This is going to be our 12th class. And I got to tell you, I mean, you and I have talked about this. I didn't think it was ever going to get past the first class because we're Tallahassee. Entrepreneurship didn't probably hit it off, but we've now had 130 new companies come through the program in the last 11 classes.
There is one very different aspect to class number 12, however. Its 11 predecessors had all been conducted under the auspices of the Economic Development Council of Tallahassee-Leon County. With the demise of that organization several months ago, the Entrepreneurial Excellence Program needed a new home. So Ron Miller came to the rescue. He's the executive director of the Leon County Research and Development Authority, the organization that runs Innovation Park.
You know, we saw this program, a great program for the community out there without a home, and it fit perfectly within the mission of the Leon County Research and Development Authority at Innovation Park. And we are really looking to help build a bigger entrepreneurial community that at some point will be interested in, or at least some of the participants might be interested in commercializing some of the technology that's coming out of the universities.
And just maybe setting up a research or even a production facility at Innovation Park. Program Director Lynch says the next Entrepreneurial Excellence class begins October 4th and wraps up November 3rd. In between, the 12 potential companies will get intensive instruction in such things as sales and marketing, financing, team building, and a host of other critical skills presented by local experts in the various fields.
EEP is taught with local volunteers. So you got guys like Bill Holloman, who's a local IP attorney. I can't get rid of these folks. They keep volunteering year after year, and they're great. But every time when somebody leaves the class, they're getting their cell phone numbers. And if they got a question, if they want to just talk, they've got built-in mentors.
Plus, Lynch says there are many of the people who have already been through the program.
Some of the folks who have been a success are now being mentors to some of the folks who are just starting out as new entrepreneurs. And that's, so we're kind of completing the cycle here. And so it's just really Tallahassee, Florida, you know, the place where we only have education and public sector is really becoming a great place to start a business and run a new business.
A sentiment echoed by the program's new landlord, Ron Miller.
The EP program has really proven itself in not just in the tech commercialization, but just the impact it's had on the whole community. And the whole community is behind this whole entrepreneurial push from city government to county government to the private sector. They're all pushing for this. They all know how it's going to help the whole community.
To find out more about the upcoming Entrepreneurial Excellence Program class, check out innovationpark.com. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.